You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have international trainer and speaker and executive director for BNI Heartland, Vince Vigneri. I'm going to say this. Good morning, Vince.
Hello, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing good. We are here bright and early in the Subaville studios getting some podcast recorded, and I'm excited about this one.
Yeah, this is a good one. This is one that I was kind of surprised we hadn't actually done yet.
This is one of those I searched like multiple different avenues just to make sure, because I too thought it's pretty crazy we had not done this yet.
Well, we can now say we have over 100 podcasts, so it's crazy that we haven't done this yet.
That's right. And I hope you all enjoyed the 100th podcast. That was a blast to record. Thank you again to Ivan for being part of that. And what great information.
Oh, absolutely. He's a wealth and a storehouse of information. So it was great to have him on.
So what do you do for the podcast after that, right?
I think we retire.
Do we just retire?
Oh, no, is this our retirement? We shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I want to keep going. All right. I see 200,
we
300.
We start planning for 150 later this year.
There you go. There you go. And if you're interested on being on a podcast, we'll tell you how you can at the end of this one. But we should probably get into this podcast.
Let's get into it.
All right. So what we're going to talk about today is kind of the why behind Member Success Program. This is a fantastic opportunity. We'll dig a little more into that. But I want to start with the history of why it even exists.
Well, and even before you go into that, you know, kind of the history of it, we have been talking about why with everything in BNI lately, with everything in our lives. I mean, We are really focused on that. The book Start With Why, Simon Sinek, has a ton of great information out there. But this one's one that I think is really important. So, Brandon, why don't you give a little bit of the history of how Member Success Program started and how it's evolved?
Certainly. So there was an executive director, and he was noticing that some of the newer members were not finishing out their membership. Like, they would sign up for the year and they wouldn't even make it to their renewal. And he just saw that this isn't normal. Like, there has to be something missing here. So he would reach out to those people and say, what was it? Like, what can we improve?
I suppose he might have asked, why are you leaving?
Why did you leave, right? And the most common answer that he got was, I just didn't get the meeting. Like, I just didn't understand the pieces. And I think it's safe to say you do need a little training on how to use BNI. So what he did is he printed one sheet. I think it had like the agenda and maybe some points on the back on it. And he would schedule to meet with these newer members after the meeting for 15, 20 minutes, go over those. And all of a sudden, they started staying. Because they understood the meeting, they were taking advantage of the weekly presentations and possibly more prepared for their feature presentation, and that alone improved on that retention of members. So then it grew as people found this out, and now what went from one sheet and 15 minutes after the meeting is now actually multiple modules on BNI University that help us understand all the pieces of the BNI meeting.
And you know, that's a great tie-in to our core value of, well, two of them really, lifelong learning and traditions plus innovation.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
We went from the tradition of that one-page face-to-face workshop, education after the meeting, to what we see today. And you know what we see today in BNI University, as an example, modules that are specific areas that we can improve. Yes, there's a module on the meeting. There's a module on the referral confidence curve and how trust takes time. There's modules about your weekly presentation, feature presentation. There's modules just about BNI basics. Like, what is BNI and how did it start and things like that?
I would almost say they do a great job at explaining the why.
There we are again.
Behind BNI. Well, it's the theme.
But, you know, I think the other part of it is when you think about BNI, and I know you and I've said this many times, BNI, Business Network International. The B is your business. And the Member Success Program is to help you be more successful working on your business using BNI. And so when you think about Member Success Program, you know, things that we go over are some simple things. And you know, go back to even the core value of lifelong learning for a moment. Brandon and I were talking as we were planning for this podcast about education that we had pre-BNI.
Mm-hmm.
You asked me a couple questions. What were those?
So I know your history, as long as BNI goes, but when you had your insurance agency, did you have to go through any training and certifications?
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, I had to get my insurance licenses. There were designations available. Obviously, computer systems, things like that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you had a travel agency.
I did.
Any training for that?
Same thing. You know, computer systems and running the business, working with the airlines. Of course, the evolution of the airlines from paper tickets to electronic tickets that we're all spoiled by today. Talk about traditions plus innovation. But what about you, Brandon? I mean, your background.
So some members that have known me long enough know that I've had many jobs, and not because I got fired from them. I would just like to be diverse, and you know, I would walk into a store and you're outgoing. Would you like to work here?
Now let's face it, Brandon. You had many jobs when you were in high school, college. I mean,
yes.
Professionally, you've had a
only
couple.
A few. Correct. Yes. I like to bounce. Well, diversity. I wanted to find what I wanted to do in life. I
you found that, right?
Yeah. Okay. I'm enjoying this quite a bit. But I thought way back to Hollywood Video, where are we getting to the point where we might have some listeners that don't even know what Hollywood Video is?
They've probably.
Been gone for a while now. It's a video store, and I worked there when there was one line of DVDs. So, like, those were just coming out. And I remember sitting in the back room watching a VHS training video for Hollywood Video. Starbucks, when you first start working there, and hopefully it's evolved now, but they had a giant book, and I'd have to go through different pieces of the book, and then usually there would be a video that would tie that in, like watching the history of coffee, that kind of stuff. And even with countertops, there was a DVD that I went back to many times because it touched on the selling part of it and the education of the product itself. And I would use that as a review, you know, just to refreshen up, even a few years into it.
When I think back even to college days, and not just work-related, but activities and groups and things that you were involved with then, you had orientation to go through.
Yep.
It was online or it was face-to-face, and it's the same thing today, only this time it's on your business, for our listeners, for our members. And when you think about it, it's not a lot different than your profession. This is to help you be more successful in your profession. So in Member Success Program, we talk about goal setting. We talk about, you know, participation, being active and visible. We talk about the VCP process. Recently, there was a podcast that you did on the VCP process.
Tying it to one-to-ones. You know, I really enjoyed that.
You know, you think about Member Success Program and the why. It's to help you invest in your business. I know I've said this before, and I'll continue to say it for many years to come. BNI is part of your business. It's not something you do in addition. So all of these things that you do, your weekly meeting, your one-to-ones, your member success program, other opportunities that you have on BNI University. And I think we're going to talk about that in a latter podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or would it be a later podcast?
I'll tell you, you do not have the right person to correct you on that. So we'll just...
So it'll be another podcast.
We'll put that on the ladder later. Yep.
Thank goodness we're not on ladders this morning. All right. Anyway, so thinking about member success program and the things that are there, this is an important reminder, not just about where it came from, why it's important, but really think about why is it important to you? Mm. Not why is it important to us? Why is it important to BNI? What's it do for you? And I believe the answer is it strengthens your ability to listen for triggers, watch for referrals. Another core value, giver's gain. Being able to identify a referral out at another function,
mm-hmm.
at or with family. We talked about the holidays and seeing family. You know, there's opportunities there. And what Member Success Program does is help you solidify your BNI membership, but also do that by helping you identify potential opportunities, referrals, things like that out and about, not just at that 90-minute meeting you attend.
On top of that, with all this information, think about it. There are some things that we learn, and go back to the trainings we did for our businesses and then right into Member Success Program, you won't use right away.
Absolutely. Well, let's even just take the feature presentation.
There you go.
You go to Member Success Program as a brand new member.
Correct. And even your first – do you remember your first feature presentation? I think I've asked you this before.
Like before, and I don't.
So I remember mine, and the second one is the one I would be the most proud of versus that first one. I even had my boss there and everything. So – but think about the gap that you could have in between those from your first to your second. You can go into BNI University, review that module, which, by the way, it talks about a six-week program up to your presentation, and that goes into educating the members on who to invite for it. By the way, that's like 3 weeks before, not the week before, so they have time to think about that. Talks about promoting it, coming up with ideas. I think that's an opportunity to review that. You can do the same with a weekly presentation. You can do the same just to revive a little bit on your chapter. Get excited about it again because it reminds you what we're doing in BNI and why we're doing those things.
I think that's a great point for our veteran members that are out there listening to us. You don't have to go back and listen to or watch all of the components of Member Success Program. Watch the ones that are pertinent to you today. So I was just recently having a conversation with a member about, you know, I really should go on there. And I said, sure, go on there and think about how to make your feature presentation better by, just as you said, inviting people in advance or just getting a tip or a tidbit that's going to help you in something. I've thought a lot, Brandon, about my first feature presentation.
Like within the last 2 minutes
last time you asked me, but it brought it all back when you asked me again.
Okay.
I don't know that it was my first one, but I owned a travel agency when I first got into BNI nearly 21 years ago. I also, at that same time, owned a couple of buses as part of the travel agency. So motor coach, buses, tour buses. I remember that I brought one to one of my feature presentations, and I brought all the members out of our venue. At that time, we were meeting at a hotel conference room. I brought them all out. We loaded the bus, and we talked about the features of the bus.
That's awesome.
But I think about that, Brandon. I was telling them about the features of the bus.
Yes.
The features of the bus were important because it differentiated us from our competitors. The features of the bus were important because it was a new bus.
Mm-hmm.
It was brand new. So I think about how props can be really good in your presentation, but they can also distract from it.
Yeah.
You can make an argument that I did both.
Yeah, I
could have talked about the features without showing them, but I took them out of the meeting. I distracted them from the meeting. We had to take time going out, time going in. Today, I probably wouldn't do that. Member Success Program didn't exist 21 years ago.
Oh, we haven't said that yet, have we?
Right.
I didn't tell the time frame of
No, we didn't
that's
talk
right.
About that.
That's but right.
When I became a member, there wasn't Member Success Program. So I've seen that evolution to what it is today. And we were just talking to Ivan about this. I don't think it was on the podcast. I think it was just in our discussions with him leading up to the podcast. But BNI University, there is so much there. Don't overwhelm yourself as a member with thinking, I got to do it all. Small bites. Do a module here, a module there. Find something you're passionate about. All the podcasts are on there, really easily searchable. Go find something and listen to it once a week. That whole chapter education unit for your power of one. Just do that. Simple and easy. BNI really is simple and easy.
It's only when people try to make it difficult that it gets crazy. Well, I think that's a great close to this, to put it all together. So for our listeners, these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Vince, I hate to say it, but I bet we could have went like 20 more minutes on this topic.
Easily.
But I hope you heard the kind of call to action at the end there. And if you have any questions on university, reach out to your local area director. They'll get you set up and rolling on that. But otherwise, I look forward to talking to the rest of you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.